One of that I think, and I really treasure, one of the loveliest blessings that we offer at the end of the service is the one that's based on Philippians 4, 6 through 8. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The love of God that passes all understanding. So why do we continue to try to explain, define, and dissect the nature of God? Dissect that love so that we can know it, feel it, to understand all of God. We want to know it all, but we can't. His love, who he is, surpasses all understanding. We don't have the capacity to even try to do what I'm suggesting, and that is to say, this is God, and this is it. I don't know about you, but I've experienced God in many different ways. I'm sure you have as well. So God's love is perfect. God's love is beyond anything we can imagine. God's love is eternal. There is no beginning and no end. We are wasting our time trying to figure it out rather than spending time dwelling in the glory and being thankful for all that God is. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, historically, there's been a lot of discussion about the lack of a feminine attribute of God as spoken in the Trinity. And many modern theologians have ascribed a feminine gender, a feminine nature, in the Old and New, to the Holy Spirit. And there are multiple places in the Old and New Testament that support this. The translations are done from the original translations. That's one of the fun things about languages, is there's so many innuendos and questions that sometimes I can't find the exact right word. The Bible embraces a feminine attribute of God, and I think that the world does as well. And I have a list of Bible verses, Bible references, both in Old and New Testament, if you're interested. I'm happy to print a copy out for you or send it to you. When you get right down to it, though, the nature of God is not limited by gender or defined by gender. Again, that is beyond our understanding. So it's not my intent to offer perfect understanding of the nature of God. Wait, let me stop. I'm getting into that trap. I'm standing here trying to understand and tell you the nature of God. So I'm going to step back and know that I can't do that, that I can't fully understand the depth and breadth of the nature of God. But I can feel that glory and that magnificence in my worship and in my life. Trinity Sunday is one of those Sundays that the rector of a church often assigns the sermon to an assistant or a seminarian. I know that firsthand. And I know that as I share today, what I'm sharing is that the preaching that I did over the years, some good and some not so good, has allowed me to better understand my relationship with the triune God. I have to give up trying to prove and explain exactly what that Trinity is. My relationship with the triune God has evolved from desire to understand and explain to being thankful that God is so magnificent. Be still and know that I am God. Today's gospel offers us words to live by, words of action, not just thinking. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you, and words of promise. And remember, I am always with you to the end of the age. Go. Jesus is with you. And be ready to be surprised. Sometimes God shows up and is like, what? God shows his promise in so many different ways. And I've said it many times, it may not be a loud clap of thunder. It may not be something magnificent. It may not be something loud, something offbeat, something, again, like I said, that you say, what was that? Something that is so quiet that you might miss it, so ordinary that it doesn't seem it could possibly be from God. But be ready to be surprised as God does show up to keep his promise to remind us who he is and whose he is. Yesterday, a good friend of mine was laid to rest. He was more than a friend. He had vision, and he was a visionary. He was a significant influence on my daughter's life. I was asked by his wife to be a chalice bearer at the funeral. Just an ordinary thing, sure. I'd be honored to do that. Little did I know or could have imagined that that simple, familiar action in the service would bring me starkly into a different understanding and closer understanding of God. An understanding and a vision of what eternity might be like. So as I offered the cup to my child, and her eyes met mine, I experienced a glimpse of the meaning of the age to age, the meaning that God being with us now until the end of the age, when Jesus will come and then beyond. And just in that brief instant, there was this thin place, a place where the division between earth and heaven opened up for God to reveal God's self. Come, Holy Spirit. Go. Go in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and preach the good news. Make disciples of all the nations, and baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.